I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Global tech-savvy Gen Z is raising its voice against corruption. Youth-led protests toppled Nepal's government in early September. Since then, Gen Z protests have risen in the Philippines, Madagascar, Peru, and now Morocco. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says that if God intervenes,
this is a generation that could hold people to account and ask for a government that takes care of their people.
Godwin sees a parallel to the Arab Spring uprisings of the early 2010s. Watch and pray that there are not arbitrary crackdowns on the young demonstrators.
It's an important thing that they're birthing is that they're aware of corruption. They're aware of injustice. But can it be channeled into something besides chaos or anarchy?
Pray that the disillusionment and the disruption of the protest will lead people to hunt for the true life found only in Jesus. And the power vacuum in Bangladesh after Sheikh Hasina's resignation is being filled by Islamic groups. It leaves little hope for religious minorities before February's elections. Tim Landis with Farms International says the old government, though imperfect, still offered Christians some protection.
They could report those things to the police, but now it's turning out that there's not government aid.
As Islamic groups gain power, persecution is rising. Now, targeting not only recent converts, but also longtime Christians. One believer who hosted Bible studies faced direct interference.
An Islamic group came in and took Bibles from them and said, you know, they cannot organize the study, so they're shutting it down. And this is just an Islamic group shutting it down on their own.
Pray that God intervenes amid darkening clouds over Bangladesh. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.